Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
When I was a young lad, there were several television shows that were in black and white, of course. I used to sit on the floor and watch and wait for the intros. Sky King was a favorite, of course, and the Tales of Spin and Marty. But Superman was the ultimate in crime-fighting, and the infamous introduction that went something like, "Up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's Superman." Well, now they might include, "It's a balloon. Lots of balloons." By the way, whose birthday is it anyway? No one is talking, especially Uncle Joe. So how in the heck is the American public supposed to know if we're all left to guess? First it was, "Let's wait till we shoot him down over the land." Now it's just, "We'll just shoot him as quick as we can." What's happening? I heard one of my friends followed what he thought was a balloon for over 10 miles, only to realize it was crap on his windshield from a seagull. Crap, pretty good word at this point in the comment to describe how we're being treated. I can hear now Joe will come out here soon and tell us a fairy tale, take the credit for all of it, and his fledgling followers will continue to give him some of that lousy 39% approval rating. You know, I understand how some things are better left unrevealed, but please, now China is accusing us of doing the same thing over in their country. A great he said, she said scenario. If tensions weren't already high enough, enter the discussion as warned by the Chinese government, quote, "The U.S. should first reflect on itself and change course rather than smear and instigate a confrontation," end of quote. Pretty strong language if one thinks the use of the word confrontation means more than, "Hey, let's get it on." So we stepped up our surveillance and our superior abilities are looking for them. But I digress, as this one will never be fully detailed. I'm more concerned today that the IRS wants to tax tips. Yep, you heard it. Probably not for the first time, but it's real, and you should be contacting your representatives and let them know that this is BS. Now, there's an idea. Last week, the County Board of Supervisors passed a resolution to quit hating people. Frankly, I'd like to see them form a resolution for the IRS to keep their hands off the hardworking gig workers, waitresses and waiters, and the most relevant one to me, the All-American cab drivers. Most of you know I drove a yellow cab for 5 years to support my transition to this insurance business. Without those tips that I kept a very close eye on every night, the fridge would have been a lot less stocked. And let's not forget the first couple of years of our married lives when my sweetheart worked at the Red Barn in downtown Eureka. I was making $500 a month in my first radio job while she was making minimum wage and tips. Those tips were our grocery money. Now, I call it stealing, and I hope you do too. We are being taxed into the next millennium. Trust me, from what I paid this year, it stinks. Spoiler alert, next week is the well-paved streets in Eureka. This has been Mike Jones for a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.